I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Check one, and we're off.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Levant, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel. Well, we love to introduce you to members of our church staff, people from our community. I always find it to be a treat and a treasure. And per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas.
Jesus is riding shotgun with me, but he's also driving. Hallie, how are you?
You have Jesus taking the wheel, Gray?
Well, yes, he's sitting next to me on the right, but he's got a hand on the wheel, and I'm not sure what his other hand is doing, but, you know, it is so nice to be here and to have Jesus with us.
Hand check, Jesus. Where's that other hand, Jesus?
That's right. How are you doing, Hallie? What's going on?
You know, I am blessed, and I am anointed, and I am too grateful to be hateful, to be honest with you, Gray. I've just really been feeling the presence of God in my life as spring is springing, you know?
It
feels
really?
Like new life. Yeah, it definitely, it feels like new life, new year, new you.
That's great, Hallie. You know, it would be really, really awesome for me to just go ahead and talk about the awkward thing, that kind of the, what I would say is the elephant in the room.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know if we were going to talk about it today, Gray.
Well, I'm currently under attack.
I mean, the evil one is maybe putting you through it right now, because I think that means God is doing something powerful in your life.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Oh.
Do you know what? I haven't told you what I'm talking about yet.
Oh, what are we talking about?
I'm talking about how I am subject to a ransomware attack. Do you know what this is?
Oh my goodness gracious. The computers crashed at Twin Hills this week. Beloved, and oh, put us on the top of your prayer lists. The entire organization of Twin Hills is under attack by ransomware. Your emails? Are they threatening that your emails will go public, Gray?
They've basically said that I need to send 500 Godcoin to a wallet. And if you all don't know, Godcoin is a really awesome Christian cryptocurrency.
It honors God. Yeah.
And it is just, it's just been really tough, Hallie, because, well, first off, I've been saving my Godcoin for, you know, a rainy day. And this is just an attack to try to get me to expose myself. Expose what I had on my computer, which is nothing but confidential back and forth information with a lot of people who need my guidance and service. And one of the things that they're saying is that there were pictures on my computer of, you know, several what I would consider, you know, just basically guys that were needing guidance who needed guidance and who needed feedback and who needed prayerful consideration of what they were working on in the gym. And they are saying, oh, we're going to leak these pictures. And I'm saying, well, first up, you know what? The guys that were emailing me about feedback on the work is part of my job. It's really part of my job. A lot of these guys were guys who went to my gym.
Are these accountability buddies?
Definitely. And I'm like, you know what? Leak away. Because even guys who are sending me pictures who maybe the picture showed a bit too much, still we're there giving positive feedback to each other, and I'm going, you know what? That's totally fine. And every piece of feedback I give them, I'm leading them to Christ.
Well, you know what, Gray? I believe that your online life is above reproach.
Absolutely, Hallie.
I mean, I said when I found out about the ransomware, I said, you know what, guys, you're not getting a penny ransom from me, because guess what? I don't care. You can expose anything in there. I mean, the worst thing you're going to find is some coupon code I was looking up on RetailMeNot. You know, that's probably
what's RetailMeNot?
You got to go to RetailMeNot before you buy anything online, and you got to see if there's a coupon code on RetailMeNot for whatever you're about to buy.
What is it?
I mean, that's the worst thing that you're gonna find from me, because yeah, maybe I was doing it during work hours, but it was probably because I was buying something for work. I don't know how to explain to you what it is, other than you get an online coupons on RetailMeNot.
You get coupons on RetailMeNot that you spend on other sites, that's what you're saying, and that's the worst thing on your computer?
Actually, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, so anyway, I just don't really care about RetailMeNot. I don't care about the ransomware attack. They can try to take my Godcoin, but I'm not going to give it to them. And these hackers, whoever they are, I'm guessing they're probably from another church. You know what I mean? Trying to make us look bad, trying to make someone at Twin Hills look bad.
I didn't even think of that,
Well, they're
Gray.
Asking for Godcoin, Hallie, so they're probably other Christians.
Well, if we keep talking about Godcoin, then I'm going to have to pretend like I understand what cryptocurrency is,
well,
and I never will.
I can explain exactly
you
what cryptocurrency
is. You can say blockchain all you want,
Hallie,
and I'm never going to understand what the heck this is.
Okay, well, Hallie, let's go ahead and talk about what is money.
Okay, money is gold blocks and coins and dollar bills.
Okay, it's an exchange. Money is an exchange of value. It's a store of value. And what the blockchain is basically
taking... You lost
taking, me. And basically... What,
you lost me, Hallie, a blockchain.
Okay, the blockchain is... Do you know what fungible means?
I am not even going to dignify that question. In fact, I don't think you should say a word like that, Gray, because frankly, it makes you seem effeminate.
Fungible?
Yeah, don't say that word.
How is fungible effeminate?
There's something about it. It's a spongy word. It's weird. It's vaginal.
What?
You're Hallie, the one using dirty words.
I'm saying, look, money, I'm just saying we have fungible, you know, things.
I've asked nicely.
And it's just, fungible. And we just want to make sure money is fungible or non-fungible in terms of other things. Anyway, I'm not giving any of my information over to these hackers,
so Hallie. I want to be honest with you. I want to be honest with you, Gray. I experience you as so masculine.
Thank you.
Come off as the most bro-y.
I am.
You know, almost like a primate beating its chest. You know, you're a very masculine all the time.
Thank you.
Except when you say that one word.
Fungible?
I have asked you several times.
Why does it matter, Hallie? We're just talking about cryptocurrency.
I will never understand Godcoin, and I just want the world to know that you can look at anything on my online searches, you can look at anything in my church email, in my personal email, in my work email, my personal email. I've got nothing to hide, and that's what I tell my kids all the time. Except, you know what? It grieves the heart of God.
I'm just saying that there's only 340 billion God coins made. They are fungible, and they will go up in value over time. And I'm not giving mine up because some guys saw some shirtless pictures of guys who are asking for feedback on my computer. And it's fine. It doesn't matter. That stuff, it just doesn't matter. I'm an open book.
You know what I would say to that, Gray, is that most of the photos you pull up online of Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, our good shepherd, he's shirtless.
Well, that's how he came into the world. That's how he went out, Hallie.
And guess what guys are allowed to be? Shirtless.
Absolutely.
That happens at the gym. That happens in the summertime. If a fella is jogging in your neighborhood,
yep,
you're going to see some shirtless guys. And you know what? That's okay. Because women aren't very visual anyway. Guys are the
are
ones that, guys think about sex 7 times per second.
It's so hard, especially right now because I'm dating.
How is Tiffer?
Mickey? No, it is Tiffer.
You're with Tiffer.
Tiffer's good. They're on vacation together this week, so I'm not sure if I've mentioned it before, but my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I have just been hanging, broing down. He's really been helping me with this whole issue of, you know, what's going on with my computer. The other thing, Hallie, is I'm not even sure. Maybe somebody even like put those pictures on my computer or hacked into my computer to put those pictures on and then reverse ransomed
that's
it.
That's exactly so that what I happened.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
what could have happened.
What happened. And that's exactly what another church would do. But I think that, you know, Jesus is working in all of the churches, in the small C churches and in the big C church, you know, that we all the churches of God are one, you know, in one way. But you know, unless do you have beef with another youth group or something, Gray?
Well, I've got beef with a lot of youth groups because they're just doing it wrong. And I do think Jesus is working in a lot of churches, but I don't think he's working full time in those churches. I think he might be working part time or even be an intern in some of those churches. And you can see the proof is in the pudding.
Ooh, pudding sounds so good. I've been into soft foods lately and sweet foods. And white foods. Mostly I only want to eat white foods. I want a sourdough toast. I want a fettuccine Alfredo. I want a old-fashioned donut. I want white foods. Saw me in half.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is... Wow!
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
in 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles new age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis. And at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Speaking of sawing someone in half, I was so sad to hear
about
O.J. Simpson this week. I when I hear the name O.J., I always picture an orange that's sliced in half.
Okay.
And, you know, squeezed. I love a fresh squeezed orange juice. First thing in
mostly
the morning.
Mostly sugar.
Yeah, it really kick starts my day, except if I just brush my teeth. That really wakes me up. But I thought it was so sad to hear that OJ died because, you know what? He was, I think he was a Christian. Wasn't that right? Because he was accused of some stuff and he overcame the slings and arrows just like Jesus. I think he was a godly man. I mean, he was found innocent by a jury of his peers.
That's right. He was.
And so, but I wonder, what did they ever figure out? So, who did kill her? If he didn't,
right? I just think it was who did? I don't know. I mean, the thing is, Hallie, the thing about O.J. Simpson, and I think a lot of people would say this, is he was such a good actor, and he was maybe one of the best. And so I think, you know, we've got to give him credit for also the good work that he did. A lot of people don't know this, but he was supposed to be the Terminator.
Oh, is that right?
That is absolutely right.
Oh,
and I think
wow.
He would have been better than Arnold, actually.
Wow.
But yeah, you know, the OJ thing, I was just really, you know, I met Kato Kaelin once.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. I was doing some missions work in Hollywood years ago, right around the time this all happened. And, you know, I was witnessing to this guy and he just said, I'm having a really hard time right now. And I was like, why? And he's like, well, I'm living in my friend's guest house. And I said, okay, that sounds pretty nice. And he's like, well, there's blood everywhere. And I think someone got murdered. And I was like, oh, I'm so, so sorry to hear that. And I said, well, what's your question? And he said, well, what do I do? I think the person that I'm living with might have murdered his wife. And I said, Jesus is the answer.
Well, it doesn't matter what the question is. I mean,
it really
Jesus
doesn't.
Is the answer. Unless the question is who killed Nicole Brown, because that would not obviously have been Jesus. But to every other question that could ever be asked, Jesus is the answer.
Oh, I thought it was Nicole Kidman.
Oh.
Who's she? Who's that?
Oh, Nicole Kidman. She's beautiful. She's the Australian.
She's
Australian,
right.
Like
oh,
you,
is she?
Gray.
Uh-huh. She doesn't, you know, she does so many movies where she doesn't sound Australian now that I don't associate her with Australia. But yeah, she's, I guess she's all right. I mean, the thing is right now, I'm just so into and in love with the lady that I'm dating, Tiffer. And she is just awesome. She makes Nicole Kidman just look like a pile of trash and garbage. I mean, Nicole Kidman looks like
Nicole Kidman.
Absolute just muck compared to my beautiful, beautiful Christian girlfriend.
Tiffer de Menendez.
Tiffer de Menendez. She's a twin.
The Menendez twin.
Anyway, Hallie, I did have an issue. Speaking of trash, just absolute garbage.
Oh, it grieves
me. I'm having this thing. Have you noticed how teenagers are smelling now?
Like having BO?
It's worse than that, Hallie. I am getting this, you know, the last few years, I've just found that teens are smelling different.
Like what?
They just smell like kind of like rotten cabbage or skunks or something.
Skunks.
And there's so many teenagers that are coming into Climax and they just smell like skunks. And I'm going, hey, we need to absolutely buy you all, you know, some like good body spray or something, Axe or whatnot, because we
Axe body spray.
Yeah, we have to cancel this out.
Oh, wow.
And I just don't have teens change their smell over the years.
Or a Drakkar. I think Drakkar smells
Drakkar.
Really good.
I like the
good.
Noir one.
Noir by Drakkar.
Noir by Drakkar.
I like a Polo. I think a Polo is a very fresh, summery male scent.
Oh, my God.
It smells like my Uncle Ken.
Hallie, that's actually a really good idea. Maybe I could brand it Climax.
That's a great idea.
Maybe we could have branded body spray called Climax.
Yes. I mean, because honestly, I don't think we've spoken about this before, but I believe this deeply, is that Christians, the merch that Christian companies make, like T-shirts that have, you know, godly inspirational phrases on them, maybe funny, quippy jokes and stuff, but still have a good message. I think those are really important. You know, my son Day says, don't trivialize your faith, you know, by slapping it on a T-shirt. But I say any opportunity you have to witness. I'll tell you what, now that I've brought him up, my Sunday is just really putting a fly in my ointment.
Oh, really? What's he up
Gray?
To these
and
days?
I that's covet
probably
your
boring. Yeah.
I really, well, he's talking about going to a secular college. Oh. And I said, and not if I'm paying for it.
I know.
You know, want to pay $100,000 a year, be my guest. You know, take out that loan and then hope that Biden, you know, like just becomes an absolute frozen mummy in office and keeps canceling out everybody's debts. And then my son Day says, Mom, how could you be against forgiving debt? Like, it's actually in the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Forgive us our debts as we forgive the debts of others. Like,
well, we don't use that one though, do we, at Twin Hills? We, you know,
that's right. We say forgive us
our trespasses. And then even Steve has changed it from time to time to just be like, well, forgive us other Christians, for those Christians need to be forgiven.
Oh, wasn't Steve's message this weekend so awesome?
I love it when Steve takes a spin and on an old, I like when Steve like reimagines something that's kind of boring sometimes, but like the Lord's Prayer. I like when he like gives it a remix, you know?
Yep. He doesn't say the Ten Commandments like some boring, irrelevant church.
Oh,
he calls them the Big Ten, you know?
The Big Ten. Oh, I love it when he hits the Big Ten.
And then, you know, we have the whole, all the programming around the Big Ten series where our weekend messages are all about the Big Ten. You know, then we make it about basketball themed, you know? And so we put like basketball courts and hoops, you know, and free throw lines like all over the church and campus, so that when you come and go from campus, you're like, woohoo, Big Ten, Big Ten. And you're also simultaneously learning about the Ten Commandments.
It
makes me feel sorry for people who go to other churches that irrelevant.
Does. Other churches are so boring. You got to check out Twin Hills. I keep telling people that.
But Steve did this awesome message about how, you know, our nation's greatest president is just like Jesus. And, you know, I think a lot of times people experience Trump to be a lot more like God. You know, he comes down wrathful on his enemies and stuff like that, and isn't as much like, you know, Jesus saying, give all you have to the poor and, you know, turn the other cheek and stuff. You know, Trump doesn't seem like that per se. But besides just those couple of qualities, I mean, they're practically the same in that they're both manly, you know, dominant, authoritative, characters who are good at sports and kind of also like John Wayne and kind of have hair on their chest and dirt under their fingernails and muscles. And
do you think Trump has hair on his chest? I guess I've always thought of him as being kind of like really...
I'd say there's probably
smooth.
A tuft of ginger, you know, kind of a nice mossy ginger moss in there. Oh, yeah. Maybe even now he has a few white hairs sprinkled in.
No. You know, the thing about, and here's the thing, Hallie, I don't get political. Our church doesn't really get political, but sometimes Steve will, you know, give his guidance on who to vote for, when to vote, why to vote. And oftentimes he'll say something like, if you're going to vote for somebody else, you know, your election's on November 15th. Everybody else, you know, go to the polls on Tuesday. But I think the one thing that I would like everybody to remember is, you know, you can vote for anybody you want, but it's not just the person you're voting for. You're voting for values.
That's right.
And when you've got an awesome champion of Christian values like Trump, you know, it doesn't really matter what he says and does. You just fall in line and vote for the values.
You mostly vote for the one who's going to get the most Supreme Court seats. You're voting for who will vote for the Supreme Court seats that you want is really what you're doing. Because
really
if you
is.
Totally take over that branch of the government, then like
then the
all
other two
bets
don't
are
count.
Off.
Yeah.
So basically, that's the strategy of, you know, being a humble Christian who follows the Beatitudes, frankly. And, you know, I was in a fight with my, I covet your prayers again, Gray, because I was in a fight with one of my daughters this weekend who,
Which daughter?
The one who tried to get plugs in her ears, and I said—
So she didn't have to listen to you?
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, I was thinking of those gauges. What are those things called where you get a big hole?
Where they stretch out your earlobe and stick a wine cork in it?
Yeah, my daughter said, well, Mom, what if I get a tattoo, but it's a Christian tattoo? And she said, I'm going to get a big B on my bicep.
A B?
And what if it stands for the Beatitudes, Mom? Like, wouldn't you like that? And I was like—
Well, why would a B just stand for Beatitudes?
Well, I think it looks like a Red Sox tattoo. I was like, people are gonna think you're from Boston if you have a B on your bicep.
Oh no. Wait, now is it Hallie? I hate to kind of is this the daughter that's always kind of wearing coveralls and
yeah, hanging a hammer from the loop in her overalls.
Yeah.
She's been wearing a ball cap with no brim.
I know, and I just don't understand that because I don't think you can say a ball cap with no brim.
She has her sides totally shaved in a high and tight and then just a straight bowl cut on top.
Did she take the brim off the ball cap?
She basically put the ball cap on her head with no brim. It's this like little, just this skull cap kind of, but it's a ball cap, but without a brim. And she put that on and then she shaved everything that wasn't under that. And then when she took it off, it looks like she still has it on.
Okay. Yeah. I'm worried about her and, it's just really not worth I don't think you can approve a tattoo as a Christian tattoo that's just a B because it could stand for anything.
Yeah, it could stand for B-I-T-C-H.
What? I don't say that, Allie.
I know. Yeah. But, you know, that's what people say. Like, she's being a real B, and then she actually is marked with a B.
Right.
It's like, well, geez, oh, pizza.
Better than being marked with a scarlet A, which I don't think she ever would be, to be honest, looking at her.
I wonder if we should, you know, take a page out of the Scarlet Letter and, you know, start maybe publicly shaming people again to keep them in line so the world doesn't go to hell in a handbasket. I mean, like people like these influencers, JoJo Siwa. My daughters can't stop talking about JoJo Siwa. Yeah.
Are we over JoJo Siwa? I mean, she's been around for like 3 years now. It's a bit it's kind of time to kind of move on and find somebody else new to follow around.
Well, it grieves the heart of God, but I've just learned that JoJo Siwa is telling everybody that she's a lesbian.
Ugh.
And
you could kind of tell by the way she danced.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do I do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
Will be like, well, that's cool. It's cool to be a bad girl. It's cool to be a lesbian.
Right.
And then the next thing you know, it's like anything goes. And there are no more families, you know, and the birth rates are going down and the sperm counts are going down.
I know.
And then there's no more humans. Okay, cool. I think that's what happens from feminism. I think that's the direction that's going.
But I know.
Now one of my daughters is trying to say, I got to have a bad girl look, Mom. I got to look like a bad girl.
Here's the thing, Hallie, and here's what I'm really prayerful about these days when it comes to Christian influences, is that I just hope that they can break through and that teens can see that it's so much more cool to follow Christ. And that's why I'm thinking of starting my own sort of Christian hype house.
A hype house?
A Christian hype house.
What's a hype house?
Oh, Hallie, you don't know what a hype house is?
A hype house?
A hype house.
A hype house?
A hype house.
I don't know what words you're saying.
I'm saying hype.
Oh, hype.
House.
Okay, what is that?
And what that is it's going to be a kind of a cool, modern-looking structure that we built. That we build somewhere on the campus, and we invite a lot of young Christian influences to all live in the house together, and then we rev share off of whatever, you know, sponsorships or whatever that they have, but we basically just get it to the point where we're making content, we're making daily content, we're making funny content, like, you know, maybe there'd be like a funny thing, like something super funny where it could be like, every time somebody opens the microwave, there's like a Bible inside or something. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Oh, Christian comedy is the best comedy in the world because it doesn't get lazy and just rely on going blue and being dirty.
Well,
so it's like actually clever.
Think about Darren Criss, funniest guy in the world, and I don't even get comedy.
All he's got to do is walk up and down the aisle in a grocery store and point at stuff and go, look at this, macaroni and cheese, and Christians will laugh at it. And then he just goes on down, Oreos, and Christians are like,
I know.
Because you know what? A, we have the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control.
What'd you just say, Hallie?
The fruits of the Spirit. I listed them off. But I think somebody already won bingo. But okay, so it was in there. But, you know, the thing is, if it's Christian, we're going to laugh at it.
I know. It's going to be so funny.
Yeah.
Think how funny. And then I was thinking, so if we have this Christian hype house, then we can have like Steve drop by and, you know, just for the
so
clout.
Awesome. Steve could show up in his truck and in his cyber truck. That would be so cool.
That would be awesome.
In case you haven't seen, you know, parked in the
Steve got
spot.
A cyber truck.
Oh my gosh,
Steve got a cyber
so
truck.
Cool.
It's
so
awesome.
Cool. I feel like we're in the future every time I see it. It's so cool.
Did you see where he parked it?
What? No.
Oh, well, do you know how as you come in the loading dock, there's kind of there's a short wall that actually there's a subterranean part of the back of Twin Hills that, you know, has a bunch of our storage stuff and probably some of Steve's personal stuff. But I think just is something fun. It was just so fun to watch Steve just plow right through the flower beds and up and onto that low wall. And he packed the Cybertruck up on top of the roof, basically.
Oh,
so when you came around the back of Twin Hills, there
so
was
cool.
a Cybertruck on the roof. It was awesome. I do feel a bit bad, you know, because our caretaker Janie had just planted a field of about 13 about 13
tulips.
Acres of daffodils this
daffodils
year.
What that she planted bulb by bulb by bulb.
I know, it was
so, but man, you know, when Steve is parking a Cybertruck like that, it just makes everyone go, this is church.
This is church.
And it actually
there's
makes
a Cybertruck on the roof. This is church.
I know. And it makes
that's
me feel
awesome.
Sorry for people who aren't at, you know, such a relevant postmodern church. And, you know, being somebody who doesn't even understand how to use the word postmodern, but I know that we are that.
I
and,
know.
It makes me also just want to have an attitude of gratitude about it being springtime, because you know what that means. Once it gets hot, we're going to have truck bed baptisms.
Truck bed baptism. And I would love to baptize some people in the back of a Cybertruck, because I don't even know. It probably already has a hot tub back there or something. There's a jacuzzi in some of them.
Oh, yeah. I think it's so cool. And we can do it outside. We can do it inside. We can do it in the pole barn. We can pull it into the gymnasium.
I love truck bed baptism. It's just like when it's because we do that before it gets, you know, it's not warm enough to swim yet in the retention pond. So, a lot of times we'll do them in the lazy river or we do it in the retention pond. But truck bed baptism is a great way to get people dunked before, you know, the summer months. And it's so fun. We'll just get a bunch of trucks out in the parking lot and we'll just get a bunch of people wet.
Oh my gosh, Jamie's in here and she's like, he parked on the flower
That's
bed.
Where I got it.
Our poor Janie Meyer, the oldest member of our congregation in her early 70s, and bless her heart, married to a man who is not walking with Christ right now.
I know.
It does grieve the heart of God, but boy, do I love Janie. She's our number one favorite guest who ever came on the program.
It's really true. Hallie, you know, something else I wanted to talk about, and it's kind of hit the internet this week, and I just think it's so sick, to be honest.
Oh, no.
I don't know if you know. Do you know the pastor Stephen Furtick?
Furtick?
Stephen Furtick.
Furtick?
Yeah, Stephen Furtick.
Furtick?
Hallie, you don't have to slow it down. Just Furtick.
Furtick?
Don't slow it down. Hallie, anyway, he gave an awesome message right after Easter in this awesome, just kitted out, absolutely sick sweater. It was from Nordstrom, I think, and
right.
It was just
very
this beautiful
sweater.
Pink sweater. And you know, somebody went online and did this absolutely annoying thing of looking up the price of it, and over $2,000.
Okay, Gray?
And you know, it was over $2,000, and I just think that is. It's such a bummer because, look, there are two things at play here. One, you don't know how much he paid for that. That might have been a gift.
That's right.
That might have been a gift from his wife. That might have been something that she found on Retail Me For Sure, whatever you do.
Yep.
And
this is like people criticizing, what's his name, who's the head pastor of Mosaic in Los Angeles?
Oh.
Giglio. Gigolo. Lead pastor
Irwin
of Mosaic. Irwin McManus. He's making, you know, these people are trying to drag down a man of God saying he's putting jeans out. He's doing fast fashion at expensive, like, couture prices. And he's charging people $2,000 for these Christian denim jeans. And they're criticizing him like, you know, that's some kind of problem just because Jesus overturned, you know, money changers in the temple. This is something totally different. You don't know what Irwin McManus is doing with that money, that revenue. He could be sharing all of that with, like, the homeless around L.A.
Stephen Furtick could be giving all the money from...
Furtick?
Furtick.
Furtick?
Hallie, I'm just saying that judge not, lest he be judged.
Yep. Get that plank out of your eye before you try to go get the dust out of it.
He could have gotten that, you know, honestly... That could have been something he found while working with the homeless at the Goodwill.
Well, that's true.
That could have been something he found at the bottom of a bucket. And so when you come after us for looking nice on stage, you just don't know the whole story, do you? You just don't.
And we serve an excellent God, so we have to look excellent on
stage.
Totally. So if we have wardrobe people backstage who outfit us as worship singers in church, this is what is happening
here. If you're not absolutely dripped out on stage, how am I supposed to even talk to teens if I don't have drip?
If you don't want part of your tithe, your 10% of everything that you make that is you're giving to the church, who are just taking that as tax-free income and using it on things like wardrobe and makeup for your worship leaders, then you're not thinking about how those people who are leading worship, they're pointing you to God. God is excellent. So if they don't look excellent, they're misrepresenting the very one they're trying to point to you at during worship. And, you know, worship is not a weird thing at all. It's really cool. That's all I have to say about that.
Wasn't Day coming out to you about like worship recently? I just when he like gets on a word and he's like worship. Why does God need us to worship?
Well, he's learning French in high school right now, Gray, and he said, "Isn't it interesting that the French word for worship is cult?" You know,
what?
And because he thinks it's weird, like worship it, as a verb is a very strange. He says it's a very strange act, and it seems like something that if you found yourself involved in as an act, it should alert you to there being a problem. That if someone is requiring you to worship them, that's a little like, wait, you just need like vocal affirmations constantly.
Yes, he does.
As a deity, you know. Day says, is he so insecure that he needs people to constantly be like, you're good, you're great, you're so great, you're big, you're worthy, you're awesome, God, you're awesome. Like, you know, why does he need to hear that? And I said, you know what? It's all in the pronoun you just used. Why does he need to hear that? He,
for
you know
sure,
what?
He.
You know how guys are? Guys sometimes need to hear that, you know what? You are good and you are worthy. It just makes a guy feel good.
It's so
true.
Is that
bad? Is that not something you would want to do for at least like 10 to 15 to 30 minutes at the beginning of an awesome program at church?
And, you know, I just really, sometimes when it comes to Day and he gets so obsessed, doesn't he, over these little things.
You know,
it just doesn't matter. I mean, God, yes, God needs to be worshiped. God loves to be worshiped. God loves to be pumped up. Don't we all love to be pumped up?
Oh, I mean, one of my favorite songs in the whole world is Pump Up the Jam, because it makes me feel alive. You
That's
know?
One and of so your if, favorite songs?
Yeah, Pump Up the Jam.
Pump Up the Jam? I don't know that. How's
CNC
that go?
CNC Music Factory. I got into them because I thought it was CeCe Winans, who's a Christian.
Oh.
And the next thing you know, I'm pumping up the jam. Pump it up. Like, that's what worship does for God, Pump Up the Jam does for me. Why wouldn't we want to make him feel that way when he loves us this much?
Right.
But anyway, now, to bring it full circle, Day has been smelling almost like he was outside when a skunk sprayed recently.
That's what I'm telling you.
And did
These
you get to the bottom
like
of why?
Now.
Are they rolling in the grass? Have you gotten to why they smell like this, Gray?
Allie, sometimes I just don't even want to know.
Do you do it?
That was an episode, I guess.
Okay, we'll post it. We'll put it up.
What the hell did we talk about?
I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.